I'm Alex Keefe, and this is VPR News. After 17 years of running a bed and breakfast, the owner of an inn in West Dover is now looking to get out of the hospitality business. And as VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman explains, a new owner could take over the historic inn for just $150 and a convincing essay.
Back in 1997, Doreen Cooney was looking for a change. She was working for the Bank of Ireland in Manhattan, and when the bank closed its U.S. branch, she took a trip to the Deerfield Valley to find an inn she could purchase and run. Now, after almost two decades, she is ready to move on, and she says she is looking for someone else who wants to make a similar move.
It could be anyone, really. It could be somebody like me who had a dream, or it could be somebody with a young family or some worn-out banker, you know, who just wants to have a nice lifestyle. This is a lifestyle that many people yearn for, I think, and it is very pleasant living in a place like this.
Cooney wants to give away the historic Deerfield Valley Inn. She's asking anyone who has ever dreamed of owning a Vermont inn to write an essay of 250 words or less. A convincing essay and a $150 entrance fee is all it will take to own the nine-room B&B, which is located right along Route 100 near Mount Snow.
Whoever wins this is going to get the whole thing, you know, down to the last muffin pan for $150. How great is that? It's a unique opportunity. But of course, there can only be one winner.
The inn has been operating for 60 years. It's located in the J.B. Davis House, which was built in 1885 and is on the National Register of Historic Places. Cooney says she has checked with her attorney and with the state of Vermont, and it is legal to hold a contest to give away property. A similar contest was held for a Maine inn. That property was given away to someone from the U.S. Virgin Islands after the owner received more than 7,000 essays and was able to collect enough entrance fees to meet her asking price. Cooney says she needs at least 4,000 entries, and if she does not get enough interest, she will return all of the money.
I think for anybody who has even the vaguest interest in having a B&B, not to participate in something like this is just losing a huge opportunity. It's $150, which is really not a lot of money, and somebody is going to win a piece of property worth about $600,000 and all its furnishings and fittings. Why wouldn't you do it?
Since announcing the contest a few weeks ago, Cooney has received essays from as far away as Mexico and Europe and from all over the United States. She'll accept essays until November 20th, and if everything works out, the new owner can be making his or her own muffins before the busy Martin Luther King Jr. holiday weekend. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in West Dover.